Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon was in the nation's capital this week testifying about his desire to overhaul the Endangered Species Act. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story on his testimony calling to upend that act, a message he delivered before Wyoming Senator John Barrasso's Environment and Public Works Committee.
Governor Gordon and Senator Barrasso teamed up this week to try and give Wyoming and other states more control over how the Endangered Species Act is implemented. And Governor Gordon made sure to tell Barrasso and his committee about the historic 11-state agreement reached in 2015 to save sage-grouse.
Involving private landowners, government agencies, non-governmental entities, industry, citizens, and all with the common aim of protecting the largest concentration of remaining grouse habitat in the country. It's working. Northeastern Wyoming sage-grouse populations have improved of late, something that I can attest to from seeing the birds in my own hall pasture over the course of the past year.
But there seems to be a flaw in Governor Gordon's testimony. Sage-grouse are witnessing an alarming decline in population, according to environmentalists. In fact, just this week, the Center for Biological Diversity and Western Watersheds Project alerted federal agencies they plan to sue the federal government within 60 days unless the government reverses these trends. Still, this Wednesday, Gordon testified that the sage-grouse program should be expanded to two contentious larger mammals.
Wyoming is home to several lightning rod species. Species like the carnivores that command national and international attention. The gray wolf and the grizzly bear have a marquee value that is mesmerizing. Perversely, some organizations who set forth to do good work found the fundraising appeal of these stars irresistible.
4 years ago, Barrasso got to work on this overhaul, which is now titled the Endangered Species Act Amendments of 2020.
Our stakeholder feedback process made clear that at least one provision in my bill is a non-starter for those groups and for the committee's minority. It also made clear that the same provision is the top priority for my home state of Wyoming.
Barrasso now has a new target in his sights, and it's not necessarily the grizzly bears he wants delisted. It's the courts that have protected them.
The grizzly bear in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem is fully recovered. That's not just me saying it. President Bush, President Obama, and President Trump all agree. And each of those administrations have tried to delist the species. Yet, activist federal judges have repeatedly intervened to overturn these delisting rules.
Barrasso's legislation would delay the ability of any federal court to overturn any delisting decision over a 5-year period where the animals would be monitored. But the top Democrat on the Environment Committee, Tom Carper of Delaware, doesn't like Barrasso's proposal.
Fortunately, the Endangered Species Act is one of our nation's best tools to support, improve, and protect biodiversity.
And Carper and other Democrats think Barrasso's legislation would be moving backwards.
But over the course of the last two Congresses, I've learned how and why Delaware's experience and perspective is vastly different from some other states, including Wyoming, on this particular issue. But having said that, I still struggle to fully understand how this legislation would support species recovery or serve the American public in Delaware or in most other states.
The debate over the Endangered Species Act has only heated up here in Washington since the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And subsequently, President Trump and Senate Republicans rushed to quickly fill the seat with a conservative. Here's North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer.
A lot of people are wondering what's going to be the main issue when you talk to President Trump's next nominee to the Supreme Court of the United States. Mine is going to be this issue. That is, what is the proper role of states with our federal government in our federalist system? Because I think we've lost track of it.
Democrats say that's insane. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker says the Endangered Species Act is needed now more than ever before.
We are in one of the handful, going back to the dinosaurs, one of the handful of global extinction crises. It's estimated right now that 1 in 6 species are threatened with extinction in this century alone, 1 in 6.
Barrasso is chair, though, and he knows the politics on climate change have rapidly evolved in recent years. He says he's willing to listen to those critics, but Barrasso isn't going to move a bill that doesn't upend the Endangered Species Act as we know it.
Stakeholders have also sought a significant additional funding stream for wildlife conservation. I continue to be open to exploring this possibility. The funding levels must be reasonable, justified, and paid for. They must also be part of a bill that modernizes the Endangered Species Act.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.